Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
You now have this sense of kind of a cutthroat competition.
We're all on our own.
That we're all on our own.
It's dog eat dog.
And it's dog eat dog.
It's not us. It's us against them.
And I learned it was a music box. I started playing a melody. It was called The Impossible Dream. It was just a really innocent lullaby song.
John Podesta, an Italian vendor of oranges and other fruit, was sorely offended by a soldier who passed his stand, picked up an orange, and walked off with it. John insisted on payment, and the soldier picked up a coconut and said he would take that for the language used by John, which he did.
Today, we'll be sampling these three podcasts, the Michelle Obama Podcast, Spooked, and Queen City Bulletin. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. The election's officially a week away from today, and as the political conversation continues to escalate to a fever pitch, sometimes all we can ask for is calm, collected, familiar voice to matter. And no one better fits that profile than the former First Lady, Michelle Obama, on her new show, The Michelle Obama Podcast. Michelle welcomes all her loved ones, friends, family, colleagues, and more for deep-diving conversations on the relationships in our lives that make us who we are. A welcome respite from the seemingly endless stream of bad news, political pundits, and shouting matches. The Michelle Obama Podcast reminds us that even the most contentious and bitter of topics can be approached with love and kindness. Check out this clip from the first episode of the Michelle Obama Podcast featuring who else than her husband, Barack. He joined the show back in June for a candid conversation on the current political moment and our responsibilities to our community, our country, and each other.
Here I am with all this, with this little bowl of ice cream, and I'm asking for more, yes. You know, and that was...
Before you even finished. You haven't even finished your ice cream yet.
Never satisfied. And I find myself saying that to Malia and Sasha. That's the biggest thing that gets on my nerves. They know it. It's like, we're doing something great, and you start looking over at the other.
You're starting to look
and see
what else is
next. Never satisfied, you know? Stuff doesn't make you happy.
Yes. So this is where I was going to take it. Mm-hmm. I think that culturally, we become much more focused on stuff and much less focused on relationships, family, mm-hmm. and part of being an adult, mm-hmm. part of being a citizen is you give something up.
So instead of that, we have, you can have it all. You know, that's the philosophy. You know, even when I talk to young mothers, it's how do I have it all, you know, or young families, because the motto has become not that you sacrifice, but you should be able to have it all. And how do you get it? And if you're not getting it, then something's wrong. And I always joke, it's like, that was the opposite of how we were brought up. You were never supposed to have it all. You know, in fact, if you had it all, you were being greedy. Because if you had it all, that meant somebody didn't have anything.
Right.
But that's what we're kind of teaching young people. You should have a career. You should earn a lot of money. You should be fulfilled. You should have your passion. You shouldn't have to sacrifice that much. You should have it all.
You now have this sense of kind of a cutthroat competition.
We're all on our own.
That we're all on our own.
It's dog eat dog.
And it's dog eat dog.
It's not us. It's us against them.
Right. And we are constantly nervous about where we're going to be on this
pecking order.
And that then reflects itself in our politics, right?
Yeah.
Because at a certain point, you know, I am going to start thinking about politics in terms of how do I protect me?
Yeah.
Not how do I
help
look after us.
People.
a sample from the first episode of the new Michelle Obama podcast, a Spotify original. Join Michelle for engaging discussions on raising children, working parents, mental health, and so much more on the Michelle Obama podcast. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. Well, since Halloween's on the way, if you're a horror junkie and movies aren't going to cut it, check out our next featured podcast this week. From WNYC Studios and Luminary, it's Spooked, a digital campfire where people gather to tell some of the most terrifying tales. But there's no movie magic here, just true-life supernatural stories told firsthand by people who can barely believe it happened themselves. From horrifying hitchhikers to ghostly little girls at the foot of your bed, Spooked has enough creepy content to unsettle even the most seasoned horror heads. So prepare to be spooked. Here's a spooky sample for you from the first episode of the recently released fifth season of Spooked titled Take Me Home. The episode tells the tale of listener Corey, who received an anonymous gift and was faced with a decision.
I am working at the worst Walmart in the world. I went out on a smoke break, and I went up to the top of the steps so that I could throw my cigarette butts in the dirt underneath the bushes. I look over on the left, and there was a paper bag sitting there. I was expecting beer bottles or something, but inside the paper bag was a ceramic lamb. So I reach in, and I pick it up. It's about 9 inches tall, and it's white with a blue base. It had a red ribbon around its neck. It wasn't ceramic like the lamb was. It was a real ribbon. It looked very cheap. Underneath it, in the bag, was a note that was written in red ink. It said, "Take me home. I'll be a good little bitch, I promise." That was the stupidest thing I'd ever read in my life. I glanced around to see if there was anybody nearby, because the bag didn't look like it had been there for very long, and it wasn't there on my previous break. So I took it inside, and I showed a friend of mine. He worked in electronics with me. He said,
"You should absolutely not take that home."
And I said, "You know I'm going to take this home. I know it's really stupid, but where am I ever going to find something like this again?" I set the lamb down underneath the cash register in electronics, and I bumped it. And I learned it was a music box that started playing a melody. It was called The Impossible Dream. It was just a really innocent lullaby song.
A sample of the podcast Spooked, a Luminary original. Get your Halloween horror fix with the help of Spooked. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere or on the WVXU app. On to our local podcast spotlight, news has come a long way since the days of town criers and bulletins in the town square. Now, for better or for worse, we can get all the news we want from anywhere, anytime. But what if that technology was around during the days of the Civil War? That question gets answered on our featured local podcast this week, Queen City Bulletin. On this excellent local history podcast, news from Civil War-era Cincinnati is delivered in a form of a radio modern newscast, presenting updates from the battlefields, local political issues, and cultural highlights from the mid-19th century Ohio River Valley. Queen City Bulletin is a fascinating window into the history of media and society, examining how things have changed and how many things have, frighteningly, stayed the same. Here's a clip for you, a sample from the Queen City Bulletin episode that's pulled from the April 29th, 1861 Bulletin. The episode explores a dispatch from the Union troops at Camp Harrison, as well as an important Ohio Senate vote and much more.
In police court, John Podesta, an Italian vendor of oranges and other fruit, was sorely offended by a soldier who passed his stand, picked up an orange, and walked off with it. John insisted on payment, and the soldier picked up a coconut and said he would take that for the language used by John, which he did. John had him arrested, and while he was in custody, attacked him, for which John was also arrested. Both were fined. A young man in court said it must have been a Messina orange. He fainted immediately, and the tip staff brought him to by fanning him with a cabbage leaf. Next on the docket, Mr. DeBall was brought up and fined $20 and costs for an assault made upon John Kavanaugh in a gambling house, number 9th 4th Street, on the 1st of February last. The particulars were published at that time. And John Cooney was charged with stealing flour, was acquitted but committed 20 days for disorderly conduct.
And now a dispatch from Camp Harrison. Captain Granger and the medical staff were busy as bees all Saturday with the inspection and mustering into the service of the United States of the Guthrie Grays Regiment. They rejected 103 men for physical inability and gave permission for an increase of the regimental numbers, which is the occasion of a call for 250 recruits. There can be no doubt but that the number will be made up very soon from the non-accepted companies. While speaking of the Guthries, we may remark, though it is scarcely necessary to do so, that the Private Anderson who was court-martialed for drawing a knife upon one of the mechanics is not William F. Anderson of Company A. Saturday night gave the troops a taste of the unpleasant features of soldiers' life. The winds blew and rains descended, and some of their tents, like the house that was built upon the sand, fell. At midnight, the Grays were called to brace their tents and to right up the hospital which had been thrown down. It was a disagreeable night, but the men have the compliments of the general for bearing it without a grumble.
From our local Cincinnati creators, that was Queen City Bulletin, a fantastic local history podcast. Get up-to-the-minute Civil War news from Cincinnati's most trusted news source, the Queen City Bulletin podcast. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org and choose the podcast menu at the top of the page. To the charts we go, our weekly look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation via iTunescharts.net. Well, interestingly, the Apple Podcast charts have been relatively quiet over the last couple weeks. No new up-and-comers, mostly old reliables like Joe Rogan, Pod Save America, and The Daily are in the top spots, along with last week's toppers, Anatomy of Murder and Sophia Franklin, back with her new podcast, Sophia with an F. Both number one, again, on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about these podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter right at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.